Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Tuesday of the first week of Lent, February 24th, 2026. And our passage for reflection today comes from the Gospel of St. Matthew, where he writes, "Jesus said to his disciples, 'In praying, do not babble on like the pagans, who think that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This is how you are to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.'" Early in Lent, the Church places before us something deceptively simple: how to pray. Not how often, not how long, not how eloquently, but how. And Jesus begins not by giving us words, but by taking something away. In praying, he says, do not babble like the pagans. This is not a critique of long prayer. It is a critique of anxious prayer, prayer that speaks much because it trusts little, prayer that believes God must be persuaded, impressed, or worn down, prayer that subtly imagines God as distant, distracted, or reluctant. Yes, Jesus cuts through that illusion with one sentence that should undo us if we let it. "Your Father knows what you need," he says, "before you ask him." That's not poetry. That's theology. And it changes everything. Lent is a lesson in subtraction. We give things up not because they are evil, but because they can clutter our heart. Prayer works the same way. Jesus is inviting us to let go of cluttered prayer. Prayer padded with explanations, justification, and performances, and return to something lean and poor and honest. At the heart of Christian prayer is not information. God does not need to be updated. At the heart of Christian prayer is communion. And so Jesus gives us the Our Father. Not my Father, not Almighty Judge, not even Lord of heaven and earth. Father. Before we ask for anything, Jesus teaches us who God is and who we are. We do not pray as beggars shouting into the dark. We pray as children speaking to a Father who already sees us, who already knows, and who already loves us. Hallowed be thy name. This is not about making God holy, as though our words add something to him. It's about asking that his holiness be revealed in us. Lent exposes how often God's name is treated casually, invoked without reverence, used without trust, spoken without surrender. To pray, "Hallowed be thy name," is to say, "Let my life stop contradicting what my lips confess. Thy kingdom come." This is a dangerous prayer. We often imagine God's kingdom as something comforting and distant. But when the kingdom comes, lesser loyalties are challenged. Lent asks us to notice where we quietly resist God's reign, where we want God nearby, but not in charge. Give us this day our daily bread. Not yearly security, not emergency reserves, no, daily bread. This is the prayer of the heart, the prayer of Israel with manna, the prayer of Christ in poverty. Lent teaches us how much of our anxiety comes from trying to live tomorrow, today. God promises sufficiency, not control. Forgive us as we forgive. Here the prayer tightens around the heart. We ask for mercy with the measure we are willing to give. Lent does not let us spiritualize forgiveness. It makes it concrete, uncomfortable, and necessary. To refuse forgiveness is not merely a moral failure. It is a refusal to live as a child of the Father that we address. Lead us not into temptation. This is not fear of God's cruelty. It is humility about our weaknesses. We are admitting, perhaps for the first time, that left to ourselves, we wander. Lent teaches us to stop pretending we are stronger than we really are. So our prayer becomes a posture. The Our Father is not just something we recite, it is something we are meant to become. Lent invites us to pray less like performers and more like children, sometimes silent, sometimes clumsy, sometimes simply resting in the presence of the one who already knows. When words fail, when attention wanders, when prayer feels dry, do not multiply words. Stay, trust, let God be Father. That Jesus tells us is how to pray. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you know our needs before we ask, our wounds before we name them, our fears before we confess them. During this holy season of Lent, strip our prayer of fear and pretense. Teach us to trust more than we explain, to listen more than we speak, to remain more than we perform. May your name be made holy in our lives, your kingdom take root in our hearts, your will gently undo what does not belong to you. Give us today the grace we need for today alone. Soften our hearts towards those who have wounded us, and lead us, in our weakness, into the freedom of your mercy. We ask this with confidence, as children who dare to call you Father, through Christ our Lord. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to share it with others, and perhaps continue in your meditation on the Lord's Prayer for a few minutes after this recording. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.